You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This DIY feature is proudly sponsored by Paintsmiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge with pleasure.
I visit Paintsmiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge with pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach, Bulolo Drive, Sunnydale.
It's 10:30 and time for the DIY feature with Rob Hoffman from Tritel TV. TVs. Yep. Hello, Rob. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so strange to have you on the other side.
Good morning, Sue, and good morning, listeners. It's very good to be here this morning.
Yes, it's such a pleasure. You know, now I can look at you, not turn my head, and it, you know, kind of gives me a sore neck.
Okay.
So how does it feel to be on the other side?
Well, it's a bit different being here. So I'm normally on that side of the desk, but yeah.
Yes.
It's good to be here.
Right. So, Rob, tell us about yourself on the Tritel business.
Well, we've got Tritel TV and audio repairs. We specialize in flat screen TV repairs, and we do audio and microwave repairs. So we don't do stoves or fridges or anything like that. So on your kitchen appliances, it's basically just microwaves. And then we do, of course, audio, which is your amps and your radios and that sort of thing. And then TVs.
All right. So now you need to tell us about yourself. How did you get into this?
Ooh, it started from a young age.
Oh, that's what we need to hear.
I had a love for electronics when I was still a boy. I used to take apart radios, and at that stage, I couldn't put them back together. So, after school, I went and I studied electrical engineering, got a diploma in that, and then I went and got a job, my first job at a company called Electronic Solutions, and from there, I went. And I worked for Barlow's Appliance Company, which was an agent for Gold Star.
Okay.
Worked for them for a number of years until they lost the agency because Gold Star, which most people know, is LG. And they were marketed in this country as Gold Star, but in those days...
It was LG.
It's always been LG overseas. So LG came into the country, and so we all moved over from Barlow's to LG Electronics. I worked there for many years. And then I came to the South and worked with Harry James at Tritel.
Yes.
And, I mean, Harry eventually took it over, and that's where I am today.
Yes. You know, well, we all know you as Rob the Hoff, as you know, and you also know that we know now that you love playing with gadgets. So let's get started with TVs, TV repairs. What? So there's different kinds of... TVs.
Well, TVs have changed a lot over the years. I mean, when I started on TV repairs, it was box TVs.
Yes.
CRT, cathode ray tube TVs.
Yes.
And those were pretty bulletproof. Most of them could have been repaired unless they were very old and your picture started going very dark or pink. Then it was usually your tube that was wearing.
Yes.
And other than that, if it was a board problem, it was, you know, repairable. The modern day TV, on the other hand, is not so reliable as those were, because I don't know, they just don't make anything like they used to. I don't think.
I fully agree with you.
So, TVs have evolved so that you had the cathode ray tube TV, the box TV, and then they brought out the plasma TV, which was a big hit because it was flat.
Yes.
Plasma TVs they don't make anymore either. They use a lot of electricity. But they also got a lovely picture, but they use a lot of power. They then moved on to LCD, which is liquid crystal display, which used tubes, fluorescent tubes for backlighting. Because your liquid crystal display is a passive screen. So you need light from behind the screen to shine through so you can see the picture. Then they moved on to LED TVs, which is the most common at the moment. Most people have LED TVs, but it's still an LCD in essence. It's got LED backlighting.
All right.
Then they made the OLED, which is organic LED, which is an active screen. And those are very popular, but also quite expensive. And through the teething stage still, those screens do give problems. They've got other ones as well. They've got the QLED, which is your quantum dot. So there's a lot of different variations out there. But most of the TVs that are on the market today still have backlighting.
Yeah, and it's got bigger and bigger, hasn't it? I mean, before it started, like you said, with the box, and then it's just gone to, I mean, it's like you've got
it's ridiculous.
A movie, your theater in your home.
It is. It can be quite daunting when you're going to open a TV that's 75 inches big.
Yes.
And you've got to get to the backlights because you've got to take the screen out. Now, the screen is very thin. So if you don't handle that properly and you crack that screen, well, you can throw the TV away because to replace the screen is going to cost you about the same price as a new TV.
Yeah. So now, Rob, for our listeners, and I think every household has got a TV. Come on, everybody has, right? And all different kinds of TVs. Well, it's
definitely in the Valley because the people in the Valley love their TV.
Yes, they do. So what do you do in this instance now? What do you do in this instance? So a listener, now you've got your TV and there's an issue, right? There's something wrong with the TV, like it goes blank or it starts rolling and then you get those lines across the TV. You know, there's so many different things that can go wrong. Sound disappears. Okay. What would you do in that? Because I know many of our Valley listeners, they do bring their TVs to you.
Yeah. Look, in that scenario, you have to look at what it's doing, and then you can work out. Generally, the TV pictures don't roll anymore. That was the old cathode ray tube TV that your picture would roll when your vertical hold would go out. But the new TVs, it's all digital, so that doesn't happen anymore. Okay. But what does happen? The most common fault is backlight failure. So they'll turn their TV on one morning and there won't be a picture, but there'll be sound. Or they'll be watching it and the picture will go off. 9 times out of 10, that is your backlight.
Right.
And what needs to happen then is the TV needs to come into the workshop. That cannot be repaired on site. Well, it can be, but we don't do it because it's quite a big job because the screen's got to come out.
Yes.
So you've got to take the TV apart. You've got to take the screen out. You've got to get to the backlights. Also, what a lot of people do, which we don't do here, is they change the individual LED, which is faulty, which I don't recommend, because what will happen then is 2 or 3 weeks down the line, another LED will go faulty and the TV will pack up again. So we change a complete set of lights. Slightly more expensive outlay to do, but then we can guarantee it, and it's not going to come back.
Yeah, I was going to ask you now, do you have a guarantee? So you don't suggest that our listeners, you know, because many of us think we are technicians, because now lots of us like to fiddle as well, try not to sort that out, because our TV at home, and it's just recent, it's only happened twice, just what you said now, there was no color but sound. So is that something that, and then we switched it off and rebooted, and it was fine. So, but is that something that's going to be crashing
soon? It can be. It can be the TV. It depends what you're watching. It could be, if you're watching DSTV, it could be a problem with your decoder. It could be an HDMI cable. We get a lot of hassles with HDMI cables. It's strange. You don't think that a cable can go faulty, but they do.
Yes.
Especially an HDMI cable. They've got about 19 connections in them, and they do go faulty, and then you either get a very strange-looking picture, which sometimes looks negative, or you lose picture completely, or you lose sound.
Yeah.
So that can be the problem, your HDMI cable. But normally it is the TV.
All right, because most of us say, oh, no, now we've got to buy a new TV. You know,
No, they definitely are repairable. The only time a TV is not repairable is generally when it's – if the screen's broken or it is faulty, then it is not repairable because – well, it is, but it's not worth repairing because – you need to replace the screen, and that's going to cost you about the same price as a new TV. Other than that, if a TV is more than 5 years old and it needs a main board or what they call a T-Con board, that can also be a problem because the manufacturers only keep parts for about 3 to 4 years. Because the models are changing so quickly, they keep up to date with what models, and after about 4 years, they don't keep those boards
models
anymore.
And parts must be very difficult sometimes to access.
Yes, that is the main problem in this service. Anywhere is parts.
Yeah,
I mean, if you look at 15 years ago, I think it was a much better industry to be in. because parts were more accessible, we're tending to move more towards a throwaway society.
Yes.
Where, because TVs are coming in much cheaper, a lot of the TVs are coming from China.
Yes, I was going to say that.
and they're coming in a lot cheaper. People tend to want to rather replace. And so, you know, a lot of the parts you can't get anymore. So your big names like your Samsungs and your LG, those are your two leading names in your TVs. Then you've got your Hisense and your Skyworth.
Yes.
Those four names are still what they are. But you'll find the JVCs and the Telefunkens and the Iwas, those are not what they used to be.
No.
And their parts are not always available.
All right. So that's also nice to put out to our listeners, you know, because on a suggestion, just because we're going to move on now, but I know that you don't just do TVs. We're going to get to microwaves now. But
okay.
Before we go on that, I mean, TV now, someone goes to purchase a TV. You know, sometimes, as you said, it's so big, 75, it looks so awesome, the picture's, you know, amazing. What kind of guidance would you give for someone when you are shopping for a TV?
Look, if I'm looking for a TV,
yes.
You want to look for reliability. You want to look for picture quality.
Yes.
And so sometimes buying something cheap is not the way to go.
Yeah.
So it's better to maybe have a bigger outlay, and then you know you're going to get, you know, something that's better in the long run.
Yes.
The Samsungs are still your leading brand.
It's very
to go
popular.
For. And
very.
They're high quality and
yeah.
and. You know, the picture quality on a Samsung is very good. LG, also very good. The only difference with the LG is, in my personal opinion, I prefer the software on the Samsung. The
yeah.
Samsung use their own software on the smart TVs called Tizen, which is very user-friendly. The software on the LG is not as friendly as that. Especially for the elderly people that aren't as tech savvy.
Yes.
It's quite difficult to navigate the LG's one, but it's a very good TV good. So I'm glad.
I'm actually glad you are putting it out to our listeners because, you know, you're standing, look at all these screens and there's so many to choose from.
Mm.
You
know, and be careful of TVs that have Android software because it's very good for a phone, but
yes.
it's not that good for a TV. They have software issues if it's an Android.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Right. Then last, dust. Dust probably is a menace for TVs and plugs and wires and all, right?
Yeah, dust is a menace, but it's difficult to get behind a TV. So what would you do? I mean, we get TVs in here, it's dusty behind the TV, but not in the front. So as long as you give it a wipe down every now and again. You know, I wouldn't use any chemicals on the screen.
Yes.
So if you want to wipe the TV,
yes.
you know, wipe it down with maybe a damp cloth, but no chemicals.
Okay. Our dearest Judy's come through. Hello, Judy. She says, hello, Rob the Hoff. It's ridiculous that we are expected to just discard the poor landfill. Thank goodness for people like you at Tritel. Well, thank you for that, Judy.
Thanks, Judy.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we don't only do TVs, we do microwaves.
I'm going to, that's where we're going now. We are going to, before I ask you for funny stories, because I'm sure you've got them, we're going to go to microwaves. I'm going to ask, especially for mine, because I know I brought mine in quite often now. It's a lovely microwave. It's big and it's been working, but then it started to spark. And as it was going around, it was sparking and then lights and it looked like it was going to explode. You know, and then obviously it wouldn't, you know, I couldn't turn, no matter which way, I just wouldn't turn off, so I had to take it out from the plug. And then it just wouldn't heat up the food or even cook the food.
Okay, well, if it's sparking,
yes.
Was it sparking on the inside?
Inside, yes, inside.
Okay, then what you got to look for is it a stainless steel cavity or is it one that's painted? Because often what happens is if it's just a painted one, it'll rust. And
now you're saying they're painted on the inside.
On the inside,
yeah. On the inside. Okay.
Sometimes it'll rust where the paint is, and then you'll get the bare metal there. Then it will arc onto that metal.
Okay.
In that case, it's not really feasible to repair. But often when it arcs, it's not that. You've got a little plate in there.
Yes, on the side with the lights.
Yes, that is a waveguide filter.
Okay.
So that guides your microwaves to the food.
Oh.
Now, what happens is sometimes that burns,
yes.
and then that will arc. So that needs to be replaced. If it isn't replaced in time, it can damage the antenna of the microwave, of the magnetron,
yeah.
and damage the magnetron. and then you've got to change that. If it's not heating, number of things, that could be the magnetron itself. That is your most expensive item in the microwave, but yes, it's still worth repairing, because if the general condition of the microwave is good, then changing the magnetron is probably the best option. Not to buy a new one. Microwaves aren't cheap.
No.
But there are other things that can cause it. It can be the cap or the diode. There's an HD fuse that goes in there. So there are a number of things that can cause it. If your microwave is just dead, then it could have blown a fuse. That might be something to do with the door switches or something. It's various things, but you know, we can check any of it out.
And then a grinding sound, like it, you know, you put it on and it goes grrrr, and so what
that's
is that telling
a short.
Me? Is that a short?
It's a short, and that can be the mag, it can be the cap or the diode. Is a short that's causing that grinding noise.
Then you suggest that we switch it off and bring it to
trial. It's got to come in, It's got to come in. It's not a DIY project.
And by parts, easy to obtain.
Microwave parts are readily available. Yes.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't matter what make, because they all use the same magnetrons and the same caps and diodes. It's all. Only time when it becomes an issue is if you have a problem with your touchpad. So maybe your start button doesn't work, or one of the buttons don't work. Then you need to replace that touchpad. You can't repair that. It's just a film, and that you've got to get from the agents. And some of them aren't available anymore.
And we shouldn't mess around with electrical, faulty electrical items anyway, should we? You know, I know some of us try to. Let's see, and you fiddle. So you suggest switch off and take it to
and bring it in. Bring it in. We'll give you a quote.
Right. And is there anything else you want to talk about, microwaves, before we get your radios? Because you do that too.
We do hi-fi equipment. Yes, audio, CD players, whatever. Yes, we do that. So. Microwaves. Yeah, just if you've got a problem with it, rather bring it in, because it's not. There's high voltage inside there, and you can shock.
Yes.
So rather bring it in.
And you know, I'm born on the 1st of April. Anything can happen, Rob. So when those, and I have got that grinding sound, so I've got to bring it in, because I know, you know, I know now before you said just switch it off. You know?
Yeah. Just unplug it.
And it was making some funny sounds. And now let's talk about hi-fis and
hi-fis, yes, we do hi-fis, but we actually get a lot of amplifiers in. Uni's quite good on the amps. He knows his amplifiers very well. So, we do a lot of amplifiers. Last year, we actually did quite a few of the old school audio equipment, like old reel-to-reel tapes and that. And
that is old.
Yeah, but there's people that keep them and people that enjoy the sound that comes from them, because it's got a very good sound. And he restores those. And he does, as I say, he does the amps, CD players, radios. Look, small little radios that cost very little, you know, sometimes aren't worth repairing.
So you can never get bored, can you? I mean, you're fiddling with gadgets all day. Take note, gadgets. Talking about gadgets, you've got to tell us some funny stories. There must be funny stories about when you open up a TV, even a microwave, I suppose, and in radio. So tell us some stories.
Yeah, over the years, there have been one or two.
Let's share those one and two.
I've had a TV that I've opened before, and there's been a dead mouse inside.
Okay.
And I don't know how it got in there, but it obviously electrocuted itself, and it was stuck to the board, and it didn't smell too good. So, that was an interesting one. We've had sometimes you in a microwave, if the door's jammed and it can't open.
Yes.
Then the customer will bring it in. But by the time they've brought it in, that food is already off.
Oh, no.
And by the time you've got that food out, it is really, really bad smelling. So we've had that before. There's not a hell of a lot more that we've had. I've had someone try to repair their backlights on their TV, and they put normal house lights in there. and put the TV on, and the picture looked really odd. When I got it open, it was quite hilarious, actually, because it's a special kind of LED that fits in there, and for each TV, it's got to be the right part.
So that's why we need to put it out to all our listeners near and afar. Don't fiddle with these things. I know lots of, and even I know Michael, Mr. Fix It, you know, Mr. Philosopher here, Mr. Fix It, and you know, things can happen. So, like you've suggested, don't fiddle. Just bring it in, because at least you can fix it. Now, if we fiddle, we've now just messed it up even more, and it's going to take longer. Or you might just say, sorry, we just can't repair it.
Yes, I had a customer that bought a TV, but he bought last year. He bought it in kit form. So the person he bought it from gave it to him, all in pieces, the screen loose and everything. When he brought it to me, the screen was cracked. There was nothing I could do. I said to him, you know, why did you buy it like this?
Yes.
So yes. I said to him, I would go demand my money back. You can't sell the TV. He said, it needs backlights, but it wasn't together. And this, where the screen fits in, it's got support. And it was just lying like that, and obviously in transport, it cracked the screen. Big 55-inch cracked.
Magic
throwaway.
TV gone. And so you cannot replace a cracked screen?
You can replace it, but it's not worth it. Okay. Because a screen replacement is going to cost you nearly the same price, or even more sometimes, than the TV itself.
Okay. So, right, so we've covered quite a lot, and you've told us some stories. Is there anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
No, I think we covered all of it.
We have covered it all.
I think we've covered it all. It's been nice chatting with you, Sue.
Oh, yes, it's lovely. It's lovely to, you know, I can see you clearly now. So, and Rob, to give out your number, I know many, many people. I mean, I don't think anyone in this valley that do not know about you, Rob, the Hoff, and Ernie, and Tritel. But give out your number, and also, you know, you have moved, so maybe you should just let us know.
So we've moved. We're no longer at 4 Cruiser Close. We are now still with Zone, and we are at 7 Carlton Close, which is just behind the mall. And we're in the same building as Zone, so we stick together.
Yes, we do, don't we? We are family.
We are family. Our landline is 021-785-2224. It's the same number we've had all along. And there is a WhatsApp number as well, which is 082-214-2271. But it's a WhatsApp only, so you can't dial that number. Right.
Then last, before you go, do you do call-outs? If someone phones, so you do not do call-outs?
We don't do call-outs. TVs have to come into the workshop.
And do you want a deposit up front? How does that work for you?
It works with a deposit on the TVs.
Yes.
So if you bring a TV in, you pay a $250 deposit up front.
Yes.
And that deposit comes off the repair cost.
Okay. Well, thank you. Rob, thank you very, very much.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. Have a liquor day.
Thanks, you too.
Tonight, are you on? Not, you're not on. Have a liquor day.
That DIY feature was brought to you by Paint Smiths Long Beach. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. I visit Paint Smiths for all things paint and revamp.
I visit Paintsmiths for trade and paint contractor advice.
And we are here for each individual or business in the valley. Service and knowledge. With pleasure. Paintsmiths Long Beach. Bulalo Drive, Sunnydale.